ॐ सहनावतु सहनौघ्नक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं कर्मामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वयम्। नमः श्रीशङ्करानन्द गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैककर्मणि। फर्स्ट वर्स विशा परमात्मा अद्वयानन्दः पूर्णः पूर्वं समायया स्वयमेव जगत भूत्वा प्राविशत जीव रूपतः परमात्मा। परमात्मा परमात्मा देयर इज नोबडी सुपीरियर टू हिम। परम आत्मा परमात्मा। हाउ इज ही अद्वय। अद्वय मीन्स सजातीय विजातीय स्वगत भेद रहित। देयर इज नो डिफरेंस इन इट। परमात्मा अद्वय। एंड हाउ इज ही इज पूर्ण। पूर्ण मीन्स देश काल वस्तु अपरिच्छिन्न। परिच्छिन्न मीन्स लिमिटेड। दैट परमात्मा इज नॉट लिमिटेड बाय स्पेस टाइम और ऑब्जेक्ट। पूर्ण एज बिकॉज इट इज पूर्ण इट्स इनफाइनाइट। इनफाइनाइट मीन्स इट इज ब्लिसफुल आनंद। एंड बिफोर क्रिएशन पूर्वम पूर्वम ही अलोन वॉज देयर। देयर वॉज नोबडी एल्स नो क्रिएशन। And swa mayaya by his own maya shakti. Swa indicates the maya is dependent on paramatma. Swa mayaya. What he did? Swayam eva jagat bhutva. He became jagat. And he was so fascinated, he jumped into it. You see that we also have done the same thing and jumped into it. What happened? How he entered? Entered pravis jiva rupata. He entered and became jiva. So that one paramatma became jiva. He became jagat. So if we are seeing jagat, what are we seeing? Paramatma. And jiva, that also is paramatma. So in one verse, the total superimposition is all explained. We call it superimposition. Why it is called superimposition? Adhyaropa. Really speaking, there is no jagat. There is no naam roopa. Very simple example to explain. There is clay. And with that clay you make a pot. And you give a name that this is pot, a water pot. What essentially it is? It is clay only. Nothing else. Has the clay changed in essential nature? If you touch that pot, you are touching clay. If you make a sound, it is the sound of clay. If you taste it, it is the taste of clay. It's not the pot, it's the taste of the clay. So it's clay only. Naam roop is mithya. A shape which was given and a name was given, that is mithya. Essentially it is clay only. So there was actually no change in clay. Clay remained as clay. We superimposed a form and gave it a name. Similarly, jagat outside. If we say he changed into jagat and jiva, then this has modified. Brahmana is modified. If it is modified, then it is perishable. Khatam. So without modification in Brahman, if Jagat has come, then that Jagat is a superimposition, like Naam Roop on a clay. You got it? There is no change in Brahman. Brahman is as it is. Only we are superimposing Naam Roop. We are seeing only the Naam Roop only. We are seeing the pot. We are not seeing the clay. When we go to the jewelry shop, we see the ornaments. We don't see gold. We see bangle, necklace, and all these things we see. But the goldsmith, he will see only gold. So there is no change in Brahman. Brahman is attitude. What we have superimposed? Naam Roop. Different Naam Roops we have superimposed. And in Drig Drishe we have seen, what is this whole world? Whole world is nothing but Naam Roop, that's all, nothing else. So superimposition is complete in one verse. Now the question comes, that Jiva, if he has become Jiva, then why we see the different type of Jiva? There are varieties of Jivas. Why there is difference? Then in the second verse, it is clarified. Vishnu vaduttam dehesu pravishto devata abhavat martyadhyam dehesu sthito bhajati martyan. Different body he made, and the one is the Vishnu body. Vishnu body means uttam, uttam deha. Uttam deha means sattagun pradhan deha. And adham deha, manusya and the lower, animal, plant, these are adham deha. So adham deha, they are all rajas, tajas, pramahat, pradhan. Adham deha. So difference is because of the upadhi, because of the deha, not in the essence. Brahman, there is no change in the Brahman. But the naam roop, the upadhis, the bodies, they are different. One is uttam deha, other is adham deha. In comparison to adham deha, uttam deha's longevity is more. And then what happened? Martyadi adham dehesu sthito bhajati martyatam. Another version is martyadham dehesu sthito bhajati devatam. The adham body holder, the inferior body holder, who are they? Manushya and other lower. So this manushya, this human being started worshipping uttam deha. Bhajate, serving uttam deha. Why? Why we serve? So that I get something from him. He has got the capital of sattagun. We have rajas and tamas. We also have got a little bit of sattva. Because the yoga maya means sattva, rajas, tamas, three guns will be together. But there will be variation in their proportion. Sometimes sattva will go up, sometimes tamas will go up. So we want more of sattva. The capital of sattva which we have, we call it malina sattva. By that malina sattva, we are not able to experience our own atman. So we have to increase our sattva gun. For increasing sattva gun, where we have to go? The person who has got the sattva gun. If we want money, where we have to go? We have to go to a rich person. If we want a favor, if we want a license for a factory, we have to go to the industry minister. He has got the power. So here we have to serve him to get the sattagun. That is why we are worshipping him. What will happen after bhajan? So it is said, third verse, let us stand. Anek janma bhajanat swabhicharam chikirsati vicharena vinastayam mayayam sishyate swayam anek janma bhajanat vicharam chikirsati vicharena vinastayam mayayam sishyate swayam. Now this is a technique of removing superimposition. We have superimposed. What is our goal? Our goal is to realize that Brahman, which is there in us as a root, in the root of, in the form of Atman. This is our goal of life. We have to understand that Atman, that Brahman. And for that we have started worshipping Uttam Deha, Vishnu Adi Uttam Deha. Now we have to remove this superimposition. We call it in Sanskrit apavad, adhyarop and apavad, negation. Now we'll be negating it. So how it will be negated? Anek janma bhajanat. You have to worship him for many, many lives. Not one life. Anek janma bhajanat. It takes time. Here only in this life, we don't want to start worshipping. When will you start satsang? Abhi to time nahi hua hai, let me retire, after that we'll think. And after retirement, people go for the world tour and this and that. When they are not even fit for that, then they will come to satsang. Anek janma bhajanat. Acha, I have become senior now, should I start now? Are abhi karo. Many people say, abhi is janma nahi hua. Wait for the next janma. What is the surety the next janma will be? Don't know. You can go further down. Because whatever you have done is for your devolution, not evolution. Do you agree? Because you have created more and more vasanas. And those vasanas are, you have, we are giving blueprint to the Lord. Lord, I have got so many vasanas, please give me appropriate body. He will give you appropriate body. It may be human body, it may not be human body. Wait. Svabhicharam chikarsati. The transformation happens if you worship. Where this transformation will happen? Now you will know we have got three bodies. One is the gross body, second is subtle body, and third is the causal body. By worshipping, transformation happens in subtle body and causal body. How it happens? Subtle body constitute of mind. Mind is governed by your vasanas. Now you have started worshipping Lord. The impression will be of Lord or OET? Lord. So mind is getting purified. What are the impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh. So instead of worshipping my own ego, now have started worshipping Lord. So no more vasanas are no more form. Batao, if you start it from today, will you not get result? Immediately you will get result. Slowly your vasana will exhausted. It will, mind will be purified. And suppose if you don't get realized in this birth, then this purified, you know, the subtle body travels from body to body. So this purified mind will be now traveling to another body. So even if you can make 0.1% difference in your purification of mind, that is going to help you. So purify your mind. What I have to do? You can worship your Ishta Devta. Your Ishta Devta can be any Lord. Whatever Devta you have got, you do the puja of that. Start with the puja. Puja. Sixteen-step puja, five-step puja. Most the easiest part. Guruji says it requires three equipment. It is like a tricycle. You don't need anybody's support. What are the puja three instruments required? Body, speech and mind. And then you start developing. From puja you come to japa. This we have seen in our Upadesha. After puja, japa. In japa what you require? Mind and speech. And aste aste you have to, it has to be mental japa. Uccha japa, manda japa, and then chitta jam japa. In mind you go on doing. You require two instruments. And then come to dhyan. in dhyan? It's only mind required. Dhyan is most difficult. Dhyan is very difficult. So you do this puja in this way. Number one. Number two, other method of doing puja, karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Do everything for the happiness of the Lord. I have done wrong thing, now Lord I am offering you. No, you can't do that. Before doing that, ask yourself whether my Lord will be happy with this or not. I am going to tell a lie. Ask yourself whether the Lord will be happy. Answer will be no. So will you do that? No. So all your actions, whatever you are doing, no specific action, whatever you are doing, you do it for the happiness of the Lord. No vasanas form with that. How? Simple thing. When we are working in the office, are we creating vasanas there? No, it's the employer's headache. We are working there, khatam. Come back home. After retirement, you don't worry about that company. No vasanas form. Similarly, think that the Lord is my employer. I am doing everything for His happiness. Here in this world, the employer gives me a paycheck and I am so dedicated. I give him cream of my 8 hours of the day for the happiness. Don't you try to make your boss happy? Yes. Whatever he says, I do. Whether I like it or I don't like it, I have to do it. Similarly, our all actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. And in Sadhana Panchakam, we have already studied how the actions is to be done. First action, Bedo Nitya Dhiyatam, Taduditam Karma Sanushtiyatam. As per the scriptures, they will tell us how to perform your duties, what are your duties, according to your varna, according to your asanam, do your duty. Taduditam karma sanishthiyatam tene sasya vidhiyatam apachiti, and all your actions should be for the happiness of Lord. Same thing is being said in the sadhana panchakam. Kame mati tajyatam, there should not be any selfish action. The worship, there should not be worship of your own ego. It should be the worship of Lord. Kame mati tajyatam. Then what will happen? Papaudha paridhuyatam. Whatever sins are there, try to remove it. Okay. Bhavasukhe dosonasandhiyatam. See the shortcomings of the bhavasukha, the worldly sukh. What are the shortcomings of worldly sukh? They are impermanent. They are dependent on something. I have to put in effort. They never give me permanent happiness. Whole life I am doing. Bhavasukhe doso anusandhiyatam. When you do this thing, then what will come? Atmecha vyavasiyatam. A desire will come in you that I want to know more about Atman so that I get permanent happiness. I was trying whole life, but I never got permanent happiness. Now I want permanent happiness. Then nijgrihat turnam vinirgamyatam. Then come out of your house, go to the guru, find out the knowledge, do the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana and get it. This is another method. In Gita also, Lord has said, Pratnyat Yatman tu Yogi Sansuddhi Kilvisaha Anek Janma Sansiddhi Tatayatim Param Gatim. Yatnat, you have to strive for it. How long? For many Janma, Anek Janma. What will happen? Sansuddha Kilvisaha, your mind will be purified. And when the mind will be purified, tata yati param gati, then you will get the param gati. Param gati, you will come to know that Atman. This is the param gati. So you can do the karma yoga, you can start with the bhakti, you can do the charity, you can do the meditation without knowledge. That all will purify your mind. Then serving teacher, doing satsang, these all will help you in purification of mind. Tapa, austerity. Tapa means self-control at physical level, at speech level, at mental level. Tapa, swadhyaya, you have to study yourself. This will also help. Very simple science behind all this. Your mind is there. The impressions are of whatever you are studying. So here we have, when we talk about Swadhyaya, that means Swadhyaya, spiritual text. Swadhyaya. What will happen if I worship? Two things will happen. First thing, highly evolved person will be needing very less worldly things. This will come slowly. When the mind starts getting purified, when you see the dosa in Bhavasukha, these objects of the world are not giving me permanent happiness, so you will start withdrawing from the world. Your needs will reduce. Slowly you are, that means the needs of the world start coming down. And worldly person, he had got maximum desire for the worldly things and minimum desire for spiritual thing. The worldly person always engaged in the jagat, accumulate this, I want this, 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 this. And all are impermanent things, accumulating. And spiritual thing, he doesn't require it. His needs, spiritual needs are minimum. And highly evolved persons, worldly needs are minimum. That is the difference. Slowly you'll find it is coming in. What else will happen? One another great thing will happen. That is, say, Swabicharam Chikarsati. The next word you see, Swabicharam Chikarsati. Chikarsati means you will desire to know. A wish will come in you. I want to know. What? Swabichar. I want to do the self-inquiry. I want to know my Atman. When will this happen? When the mind is purified. So if you all are coming to the class, you can draw the inference now. Our mind is a little bit purified. Otherwise, you will not come here. Little bit purified, but we have to practice more. So how the vichar will come? In Vivek Chudamani, it comes, Ko naam bandha katham esa agatah katham pratisthasya katham vimocha ko sabatma parma katma tayor viveka katham edaduchyatam. Seven questions will come according to the Vivek Chudamani. Shankaracharya ji say, this question will comes. Ko naam bandha, what is this bondage? Why I am bound in the OET, running after the OET? Why? Ko naam bandha. Katham esa agata, how has it come? How this bondage has come to me? Katham esa agata. Katham pratishthasya, how it is still existing? How it is still continuing? Katham pratishthasya, katham vimocha, how can I get out of it? What is vimocha? What is mukti? What is liberation? Koso asau anatma, what is this anatma? Anatma means vasana, BMI, PFT, OT, this is all anatma, and there is one atma. And then the question will, parama ka atma? Only two things you have to know. What is anatma and what is paramatma? Param means the supreme most. There is nothing beyond that. Parama kaatma. Tayor viveka katham etat uchyatam. What is the vivek? What is the discrimination between anatma and anatma? Both are mixed up. Atma and anatma are mixed up. Now I have to get out of it. How to do the vichar? How to discriminate between atma and anatma? So these questions will come. So anek janma bhajanat swabicharam chikirsati. Swabichar. You will come to swabichar. Urge will come. I want to know. I want to know. Then what will happen? Bicharin binastayam mayayam. The maya, the superimposition which we made in verse number 1. What was the superimposition? Lord became Jagat, he became Jiva, it was only Naam Roop was superimposed. Now that Naam Roop is the part of Maya, Swa Mayaya. All this Naam Roop is created by that Maya. Now that Naam Roop we have to remove. Vinas, vicharena vinastayam. By vichar, vinastayam. You remove it. Remove what? Mayayam. The maya, you remove it. You see, there is Ishwarkrit Jagat. That never gives us sorrow. Never, never gives us sorrow. And there is a, in this Ishwarkrit Jagat, you understand this much, Ishwarkrit Jagat? World made by Lord. That never gives us any sorrow. But in this total Ishwarkrit Jagat, I have made my own Jagat. Own Jagat. I created. Not Lord. I created. I jumped into it. I identified with it. I am suffering. Who created suffering? I created my sansar in that Ishwarkrit Jagat. That portion of sansar, that portion of Jagat created by me, only that portion gives us sorrow. Very good. Then after that, what will happen? Aneka janma bhajanat. Now I am caught in this, my own sansar. I want to come out. What I have to do? I have to do aneka janma bhajanat. I have to start worshipping. When I worship, what will happen? My mind will become pure. My mind become pure means kaam krodh slowly coming down. When mind becomes pure, then there will be a desire for Atma-vichar. I want to know Atma-vidya. What is this Atman? When you come to know Atma, then Maya gone. Then what remains? It says, Sishyate Swayam Khatam. Dekho. What will remain after that if I negate the superimposition? Brahman will remain. Simple mathematics, 1 A plus B, then minus B, what remains? A remains. So first on A, Brahman, we are superimposing B. Then after that, after bhajan, after purifying my mind, then I removed B. What remains? A remains. Is it difficult? So simple. Only two things are there, Atma and Anatma. Only two things are there. So simple. So in individual, what happened? I created my own sansar. I entered into it, jumped into it, identified with it. And then suffering. Now I want to come out of this suffering. What I have to do? I have to do bhajan. I have to worship Lord. Why I have to worship Lord? To purify my mind. When my mind is purified, there is no kamvasana there. No kam, krodh, lobha, mad, matsarya. Then what will happen? Atma vichar, self-inquiry, inquisitiveness will come. I want to do atma vichar, atma vichar. And when you do the atma vichar, you come to know Brahman. Same thing has been said in the Bhagavad Gita also. Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya durattaya mam eva ye prapadante maya etam tarati. Mam maya, same thing. Gunmayi, this is sattvic rajasic tamasic gunmayi. Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya durattaya mam eva prapadante. Those who come to me, come to me, worship me, surrender me. Then maya mitantara. I will remove that. So this is from the jiva drishti. Then what the Lord has done, Lord, we have seen in the first verse, there was adhisthan. Purvam, only Brahman was there. And on the Brahman, what happened? Swa maya jagat bhutva. He created jagat. And after that creating, he was so fascinated, he jumped into it. Pravisit, entered. How? Jeeva Rupa. Then after that, what happened? His story is also the same. He is also caught like a silkworm cocooned in his own threads, stuck in that. He made Uttam Deha and Adham Deha. Now Adham Deha is worshipping Uttam Deha. Why worshipping? Mind purified, remove it, and you get the Brahman. The whole sadhana is already stated, what you have to do. In three verses, superimposition, negation also. I always said, Jagat is not there, it is a superimposition. Why it is a superimposition? It's only Naam Roop. There is no change in the clay. Clay has taken a form and we have given a name for transactional purpose. That's all. Essentially, that pot is only clay. So whatever we are seeing in this world, falsify the Naam Roop, what will you get? Satchitananda. That we have seen in the Drigdrishya Vivek also. There are only five things in each object. What are those five things? Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. What we have to do if you want to know the Asti, Bhati, Priya, in each object of the world, these five things are there. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. This Naam, Roop, it is said, is the Jagat part. Asti, Bhati, Priya is the Brahman part. So ignorant is seeing Naam Roop. He is not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. And a realized person, he also sees the same Naam Roop, Jagat, everything. But he is able to see Asti Bhati Priya. For him the Naam Roop is the secondary. For ignorant the Naam Roop is primary. Asti Bhati Priya is secondary. Ab batao, can you meditate with 24 hours open eyes? Will you be seeing Asti Bhati Priya? Because whatever you see, it is said, there are only five things. So in each and everything, Asti Bhati Priya is there. How you will see it? By the third eye, Jnana eye, not with this eye. You cannot grasp the Asti Bhati Priya. With this eye, you will be able to see the chair only. With the third eye, with the Jnana Chakshu, you will be able to falsify this Naam Roop and you will be seen. In Yoga Vasishtha, there are seven steps of evolutions. And the first step is Subhecha, the Subhecha which you get by purifying your mind. When the mind is purified, then inquiry comes into you. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? Is my life is only earn, enjoy, breed, sleep? Is that the life? No. That is not the purpose of life. Just for your reference purpose, there are seven steps. Subhecha, then comes the Vicharana. Vicharana means you will come to the satsang for Sravan, Vicharana. Then comes Tanumanasa. Tanumanasa is the Dhyan, Nididhyasana. After Sravan and Manan, the Nididhyasana comes. Tanumanasa. Sattvapatti. Sattvapatti, then you attain the truth. After Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasana, you attain the truth. It is called Sattvapatti. Asansati, that is the stage where a person meditating can come out of its own. That is the difference. And next is Padartha Bhavana. In the next step, somebody else have to seek you to bring you out to the worldly attention. And Turyaga, the last step is Turyaga, when nobody can also bring you back to this.
Turyaga.
Example, Valmiki ji became anthill. These are the seven steps. And in Bhagavad Gita again, Lord has said, Bahunam janmanante jnanvan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma durlabha. Bahuman. It will take many, many births. Bahunam janmanante. Jnanvan prapadyate, a jnani attains me, prapadyate attains me. And when he attains me, then what will happen? Vasudevam sarvamiti. Wherever, whatever he sees, it is all Vasudev. All is Satchidananda. Vasudev sarvamiti. Samatma durlabha. That type of person is durlabha. Who has attained this tattva, that Mahatma is durlabha. Now, what is this bondage and liberation? It is defined in verse number 4. Let us read this. Advayananda rupasya.
Advayananda rupasya.
Sadvayattam cha dukkita.
Sadvayattam cha dukkita.
Bandha prokta swarupena.
Bandha prokta swarupena.
Stitir mukti ritiryate.
Stitir mukti ritiryate.
Advayananda rupasya. Sadvayattam cha dukkita. Bandha prokta swarupena. Stitir mukti ritiryate. So what is bandha? It is said advayananda rupasya sadvayattam cha dukkita bandha prokta. So this much is the bandhan. And what is mukti? Swarupe ne sthiti mukti riti yujute. Swarupe sthiti. If you come to know your swarup, then it is mukti. And what is bandhan? Advayananda rupasya dvayattam. If you are seeing the duality, there is only one thing, Advayananda. Everywhere is that Satchidananda. Asti bhati pri is everywhere. But if you start seeing only namrup, duality. What we are seeing? He, sea, srishti, tree, plant. We are seeing only this thing. Dvayattam. We are seeing the duality. Well, if you are seeing the duality and the sorrow, that is prabandha. Duality and sorrow has got relationship. What relationship? Because all duality will perish one day. All namrup will perish. Namrup is created by Maya. Maya is changing and perishable. So one day it will perish. The whole creation will perish one day. Ek din to pralay hoga. So once a thing perishes, will it give you joy or sorrow? It will give you sorrow. Simple question. It will give sorrow. So, sadvayatnam, if you are seeing nana, nana means not grandfather. Plurality. If you are seeing plurality, then dukkha, dukkha will come. You see, merely seeing is not the sorrow. It will not give a sorrow. If you are seeing a prison, that means not you are imprisoned there. No, just by seeing you are not caught. Seeing an animal in the zoo, we don't become animal, do we? No. But here what we have done? We are seeing Dvaita, we jumped into it. We identified with it. Identified with what? With Jagat, our own creation. And this own creation is perishable. So this perishable creation will give me? Dukkha. Aur kya milega? Who created this? I created my sansar. I identified with it. I jumped into it. And now I am suffering. If you are suffering, you have to come out. What you have to do? Anek janma bhajanat suru karo. Do it. Desire creates bondage. Why desire comes? Because we full apurna. We are purna. We are Brahman. But because of avidya, what is avidya? Avidya means I don't know my own true nature. I am purna, I am complete, I am ananda swarup. But I don't know. Identified with my ego, identified by my body, I think I am limited only this much. All other are different from me. So I am apurna. I want to become purna. How can you become purna? We are trying to get the things of the world to make ourselves purna. This house will make me purna. This car will make me purna. This person, if I marry him, this will make me purna. If I attain this degree, if I attain this post, this will make me purna. But whole life, our own experience is, we remain apurna. We never became purna. If you continue to do like the same thing, will you become purna at the end of your life? No. So to make myself purna, the desire comes. I want to make myself full, a desire will come. And not knowing how to transact with the world, without studying Bhagavad Gita, without studying the manual, we are transacting with the world. We don't know how to do, how to act in this world. That we have to act as a karma yogi. We don't know. Even after knowing, we have got a doubt. We still don't do. Dekho, if you want result, then three things are required. First thing is that you have to have the knowledge. Knowledge about the world and knowledge about Brahman. First thing, you have to get the knowledge. And that knowledge has to be doubt-free. There should not be any doubt. If there is a doubt, then you will not proceed toward that. And third thing, once you have got that knowledge, you have to walk, you have to do the sadhana. So there are three steps. First, you have to learn about it. That knowledge has to be doubt-free. Number two, number three, you have to apply in your life. If you don't apply, Mahatma ki very simple example, if you have got headache, you have got, in India everybody is doctor, they will say what aspirin you have to take and aspirin. You have got the knowledge and now your knowledge is also doubt free. Once you have got the headache and you took the medicine, it worked. You have got a doubt free knowledge also. Now next time the headache comes, you know the prescription, you have got the knowledge, you have got the medicine also, you don't eat. What will happen? Your headache will remain. Same way this knowledge, you have to, first you have to acquire it, then make it doubt-free. When it is doubt-free, then apply in your life. You will get the result. So the desires, it is said, it has got no cause. It is beginningless time, it is coming. Each desire is an effect of other effect. Desire itself is an effect. Cause is not known. We know the cause, that avidya is the cause. Once the desire is fulfilled, another desire comes. Desire itself is an effect. Another desire is effect of that. Because of the likes and dislikes, another desire comes. I like this thing, another desire came. Again imprint, another desire comes. It's effect after effect. One desire. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Matra sparses tu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukhada agama paino anitya tans titichas bharata. Matra sparses tu. Matra means your organs of perception. The moment they touch sense objects, five jnanendriya, when they come in contact with the five sense objects, matra sparses tu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukhada. When the moment they touch, what will happen? Sit, usna, sukh or dukh. These will come. Agama, they will come. Paino, they will go away. Anitya, they are temporary. So what I have to do? Arjun tan titichasva bharata. Lord has said. That was in the chapter 2. Same Lord, in the chapter number 5, he says,
ये ही संस्पर्शा भोगा दुख योनियो एवते आद्य अंतवंत कौन्तेय न तेसु रमते बुधा। अगेन फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एंड फाइव सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट व्हेन यू कम इनटू कांटेक्ट। नाउ लॉर्ड इज नॉट सेइंग सुख दुख, नाउ लॉर्ड हैज सेड नो भोगा दुख योनियो एवते, दिस विल गिव यू सॉरो ओनली, दुख योनि नो सुख ओनली दुख। हाउ डू यू से लॉर्ड इज ओनली दुख? सिंपल साइंस बिहाइंड इट, होल क्रिएशन वन डे इट विल पेरिश, इट विल गिव दुख। वॉट एवर यू हैव एक्वायर्ड वन डे व्हेन इट गोज अवे, इट विल गिव यू दुख नॉट सुख। दुख आद्य अंतवंत कौनते हो, अंतवंत यू हैव गॉट लिमिटेशन। न तेसु रमते बुधा, बुधा दे डोंट रेवल इन दैट, रेवल इन दैट मीन बुधा डोंट रेवल इन अनात्म वस्तु, दे डोंट रेवल इन वासना बीएमआई पीएफटी ओईटी, दे डोंट रेवल इन अनात्मा, डोंट रेवल इन अनात्मा मीन दे डोंट मेडिटेट ऑन दैट, डोंट मेडिटेट ऑन दैट, दैट डजंट मीन दे विल नॉट टेक फूड, फूड इज ऑल्सो इन अनात्मा, this body is also an atma, I have to maintain this body, I have to utilize the food, water I have to utilize, but we have to keep the goal, utilize this thing, don't forget the goal, chalte chalo, chalte chalo, whatever is required you take from the world, don't identify, tamasha mat dekho khali chalo. So sattvagun will give you sukh, rajas and tamas will give you dukh. Rajas means desire has come, you become rajasic, I want this, I want this. The moment a desire comes, you become rajasic, I want to acquire this, become rajasic. Tamas, tamas will also give you dukh. Rajas and tamas gives you sukh, dukh, and sattva will give you sukh. If you acquire or if you think you are other than Brahman, then it is bandhan. If you think you are other than Brahman, then it is bandhan. The moment you see the duality, polarity, it is bandhan. And sarup sthiti, it is mukti. In the mukti bhav, you see the sarvatma bhav. Sarvatma, everywhere is the same atman. When you are seeing the dvayatvam, other than Brahman, then there is not sarvatma bhav. You are not seeing in chair Sachidananda, you are not seeing in table Sachidananda. There is not sarvatma bhav. Sarvatma bhav, everywhere you will see, everywhere is the Atman. Sarvatma bhav. When you see the duality, there is no sarvatma bhav. And when you see the Atman everywhere, then it's mukti. Swarupena sthiti mukti iti uchyate. So we have to go there in our swarup. What we have to do? Very simple. You are mukta. Nothing is to be done. What is to be done? Whatever you have acquired, leave it. That's all. We are holding these things. Isko pakad ke rakha hai. Chhod dena matlab hai nahi hai ki you leave your house, come out and in the cold night stray outside in the street. No! Don't identify with it, that's all. Utilize it, enjoy, but don't identify with it. Only this much is to be done. So liberation is what? Liberation is subtraction. Liberation is disidentification. Disidentified. Whatever you have acquired, you jumped into it and identified with all these things, which gives you sorrow. What do you have to do now? You will give me answer. You jumped into it, identified with it, and now you are getting suffering. What is mukti? Disidentify. That's all. Simple. Disidentify. Very good. So this is called dukkha nibritti and permanent prapti. Who is giving dukkha? Again and again we have seen. This anatma vastu is giving dukkha. Why it is giving dukkha? Because it is changing and perishable. So what? It is changing and perishable. I am acquiring and identified with all these things. I think this will all remain permanent. I am trying to make all this permanent, but I can't change the law of the nature. That is the law of the nature. Gurudev used to say, change is the changeless law of nature. Even Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, they accept it. When they take a form, they leave the form also. But we don't want to leave it. We want to change the law of nature. We want to make this permanent. Will you be successful? No. So what is mukti? Whatever you have acquired, whatever you are holding it, identified with it, disidentified. So mukti is a subtraction. Mukta we are all mukta. We are Brahman, we are mukta. Nitya, Buddha, Suddha, mukta. But because of identification, this is our situation. Bandha. When Brahmaji created the whole sansar, he created bandhan also. Bandhan is the creation of Brahmaji. Not. So bandhan was also searching about kahan ja ke rahe bandhan, bandhan, kisko bandhan. So everybody was intelligent. So no, get out, bandhan. I don't want bandhan. Went back to Brahmaji. Nobody wants me. Where will I stay? You created me. You tell me where should I go. Pala, okay. He gave the solution. What was the solution? Sambandha. Bala, you add some. Sambandha. Everybody says, come, welcome, Sambandha. Ajao. Sambandha. Identified. Now cry. Sambandha. How to end bandhan? Bichar. You have to do bichar. Vidyaran Swamiji in the next verse will say you have to do bichar. Just by bichar you can remove this bandhan. In Kathamrit, Thakur Ramakrishna say there was a Seth ji in Calcutta. It really happened. There was a Seth ji in Calcutta. And as you know, in India we get the maid servants and all that to cook you. And at that time, it was maybe 100 years ago, 125 years ago, there was no gas chula, instant thing was not there. There used to be that, what is that called? Chula. Coal fired. And you, when you ignite it, it will take at least half an hour. Then after that, the cooking will start. So maid servants came to Seth ji and said, Seth ji, saam ho gaya, aaj chula jalane mein deri ho gayi. Something stuck to Seth ji. The maid servant said, made a very simple statement. Today I am late. And now if I ignite this fire, it will take half an hour and the meat prepared, it will take long time after that. Saam ho gaya, aaj to deri ho gaya. It stuck to the Seth ji. Seth ji said, I am getting old. The psalm has come, the evening of my life has come, and I have not done anything. He left then and there, left the home and went out. It really happened. He went to Himalayas for the Gyan, the same Gyan which you are getting here now. People, you have to go to there, Himalaya. Then he said, Bichar, you have to do the Bichar. And this is iryate, this is said in the Upanishad, this vichar is said in the Upanishad. The same thing we said here. We just chant the, this is very popular verse. You all be knowing this thing. Abhichar krito bandha.
Abhichar krito bandha.
Vicharena nivartate.
Vicharena nivartate.
Tasma jiva paratmano. Sarvadaiva vicharayet.
Sarvadaiva vicharayet.
The simple meaning is that abhichara krito bandha. Bola, you have not thought
properly. You have not done the vichar. Avichar krito. Your bandhan is because you have not thought about this thing. And how you will get out of it? Vichare na nivartate. Immediately you can come out of it. Start thinking. Do the thinking now. Vichare na nivartate. Kya vichar kare? Tell me the topic. You said, tasmat jiva paramatmana. I am giving you the topic also. Think about jiva and paramatma. Problem is only there, na? I am jiva. Shastra is saying, you are paramatma. I don't accept. This is the problem. How long I have to do? Sarvadev, sarvadaev. You do it sarvada. Vicharayet. So simple thing to do. Only you think. So you see in detail in our next class how to do this vichar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.